It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, January 19th, 2015. Today is the birthday of American critic Alexander Wolcott, who gleefully made and unmade the reputations of actors, authors, and public figures in his entertaining commentaries in the New Yorker magazine. Like a self-indulgent, spoiled child, Wolcott reveled in the attention he received from those who practically kissed his feet, hoping to get a good review. He was the model for Sheridan Whiteside in the play The Man Who Came to Dinner, and he also claimed to be the inspiration for Rex Stout's brilliant detective Nero Wolfe, but Stout himself dismissed that idea as wishful thinking. He was born January 19, 1887, in a vast derelict of a building in Colts Neck Township, New Jersey, that had once been a commune where many social experiments were carried on in the mid-19th century. When it fell apart after a fire in 1854, it was taken over by Wolcott's grandparents. Despite the ever-present poverty of his childhood, most of his family were avid readers who gave him a lifelong love of literature, especially the works of Charles Dickens. He also lived for a time in Kansas City, Missouri, where he attended Central High School. He graduated from Hamilton College in New York in 1909, where he founded a drama group and edited the student literary magazine. Wolcott joined the staff of the New York Times as a cub reporter in 1909. In 1914, he was named the paper's drama critic and held that post until 1922, with a break for service during World War I, where he was a co-creator of Stars and Stripes, the official newspaper of the U.S. military. After the war, he returned to New York, where he worked for several different major newspapers over the next 10 years. One of New York's most prolific theater critics, he was renowned for his acid wit. He wrote dozens of books and plays, appeared in films, and aspired to be an actor, believing he had more talent than most of those who earned their living on the stage. Wolcott also hosted radio broadcasts in which he reviewed books and peppered his literary observations with sarcastic anecdotes. He was renowned for his savage tongue and once dismissed notable wit and pianist Oscar Levant with the wisecrack, "There is absolutely nothing wrong with Oscar that a miracle can't fix." Despite the smart aleck facade he cultivated, Wolcott actually had a warm and generous heart and made many lasting and close friendships with the theatrical and literary elite of his day. And he could poke fun at himself as well. "All the things I really like to do are either immoral, illegal, or fattening," he quipped. He worked until the very end. On January 23, 1943, 4 days after his 56th birthday, he suffered a heart attack during a radio broadcast and died of a stroke the next day. He was buried at Clinton, New York, at his alma mater, Hamilton College, but not without some confusion. By mistake, his ashes were sent to Colgate University in Hamilton, New York. When the error was corrected and the ashes were forwarded to Hamilton College, they arrived with 67 cents postage due. He couldn't have scripted that better himself. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 19th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.